You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
If we needed any more proof that you should never take a date to a restaurant, never, no matter how long you've been together, a year, you're married, no matter what, because restaurants, hotbeds for cheaters.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's time for War of the Roses to catch a cheater. And Colby's on the phone right now, and he thinks that his girlfriend might be cheating on him because of a recent experience at a restaurant. That's why I say that. So be careful.
Yeah.
Don't take your significant other to a restaurant. They will for sure cheat. That's what I've heard.
No.
Colby, what's up?
Hey, guys. Not much. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for your email. So you said that you think your girlfriend is cheating on you because of something that happened at a restaurant recently?
Yeah, so we went out to a restaurant. I guess I won't say the name of it, but when we were there, she had like this really flirty interaction back and forth with one of the waiters that was there.
Really?
Oh, and in front of you?
Yeah.
That's a weird move.
Yeah, is that something she does all the time?
She has like a really outgoing personality, definitely. But this time felt kind of different. Like she was definitely flirting.
Okay.
Really?
Okay, and was the other guy like picking up what she was putting down?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Flirty chemistry there.
Okay, do you think it was like somebody that she knew that she never told you about or someone from her past?
I think so, because like at the end of the night, I went to use the bathroom, and then when I was on my way back, they were talking, and you know, when they parted ways or whatever, he said like, "Hey, text me sometime." Uh-huh. And I don't think either of them knew that I was in earshot.
Yeah. So when you were coming back and they were talking, did you wait to see if you can catch them talking? Like crouch behind the booth, like stay back there like a private investigator.
I mean, no, I wasn't hiding or anything, but I was just on the way back to the table and they were talking, and I don't know if they necessarily noticed me, I mean, they were definitely wrapping up the conversation before I came back to the table. There was definitely that.
Did you ask her about it at all? Like that, I mean, that's disrespectful to your relationship to be flirting in front of you and then obviously talking about texting somebody later. Did you ask her about it?
Yeah, I asked her if that was like somebody that she knew before. She said that they were just chatting and having fun and that it wasn't flirting.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm being crazy about it, but right. I wanted to email you guys and see what you thought.
Yeah, I don't think you're being crazy about it at all.
No.
And did you ask her specifically about him saying, text me later?
Well, yeah, I asked her about it, and she said, well, yeah, he gave me his number, but she was just kind of like, you know, gross. I'm not going to do that.
God, okay. I'd be fuming.
Mm-hmm. I would too, yeah. Because, I mean, the fact that she's flirting with him, and then all of a sudden, when she finds out that you heard him say text me, she's like, ew, but yeah, gross. Like, guys are just so, like, always just walking up and, like, throwing their number at me, and I'm like, I'm taken. I'm with Colby. He should know that. Is that what it was like?
Well, I mean, kind of, but she played it off pretty well.
Okay. I have one question real quick. So when you found out that he gave her his number, did you go back and confront him?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Not much of a fighter.
No, definitely not. I mean, I emailed you guys right away.
Okay, cool. So did you think of a way that we can set her up to catch her?
Yes. So we have a spa date planned for next week.
Uh-huh.
And we've actually gone to this place a handful of times over the last year. So I think that, like, if you were to call her and say something like, we're offering a promotion or something, she'd totally believe that.
Okay. And get her to see if maybe it's like a couple's massage and see if she'll say somebody else's name than yours. What's the place called?
All right. The spa.
Okay. All right. Well, Alex will pretend to call from that spa and see if we can catch her cheating. But it definitely sounds shady to me.
She sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, and then see if we can catch Colby's girlfriend cheating right after this. It's the Jubal Show. Middle of War of the Roses to catch a cheater. Colby is on the phone, and Colby thinks that his girlfriend of a year might be cheating on him because recently they were at a restaurant. And she was very flirty in front of him with a waiter.
This sucks.
He went to the bathroom and came back and overheard the waiter being like, hey, baby, why don't you shoot me a text message later? Is that the way he said it, Colby?
Yep, that's exactly how it was.
Exactly how it was. Yeah. He's doing finger guns and biting his lower lip. Text me later, baby. Well, anyway, Colby confronted his girlfriend about it, and then she tried to backtrack and was like, no, gross. Like, he just gave me his number. I'd never do that. I'd never cheat on you. But Colby is not convinced. So we're about to pretend to be from a spa that they have gone to a bunch of times and have something else booked. Alex is going to call and say that she's from the spa with a special discount offer, some kind of lover's romantic couples massage, see who she wants to go with. And if she says Colby's name, she might still be cheating, but she said Colby, so at least you're number one on her rotation. And if she says someone else's name, then we can ask her about it. All right, Colby, you ready to go?
Let's do it.
I'm going to dial the number, and then Alex is going to call.
What's her name?
Robin.
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 Hello.
Hey, is this Robin?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, this is Alexis. I'm calling from Spa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Wait, our appointment isn't for like another week, right?
Oh, yeah. No, you're good on your appointment. I was actually just reaching out to some of our current clients and guests, and I wanted to tell you about an offer we have available right now.
Oh, that's really nice, but I'm all good. I can't really afford to spend any more on packages, but thank you anyway.
I understand. Well, let me just give you some of the details and then you can make a decision because it's like a really good offer and I don't want you to miss out. Here it is. It's called the Romance Package, which it comes with a 2-hour couples massage, a manicure and pedicure, and facials for each of you. Now, normally the rate for this package is $250, but we're offering it as a one-time only rate of $100. All I need from you is a yes today and then we can work out like payment information later because I know you have another appointment coming up soon.
I mean, I think, well, let's just do it. Like, let's just get it in the books. Otherwise, I'll just forget about it.
Okay, yeah. Perfect. So we do send out an invite to the guest as well. So do you have the person that you want to bring in mind?
To the spa? Yeah. Jared.
Jared. Okay. Is Jared your boyfriend or husband? Just want to put it in my notes.
Yeah. He's just this guy that I started seeing, but, you know, maybe a future boyfriend.
Oh, I gotcha. Cool. Okay. Well, I'll put Jared's name down. It's weird because I was really expecting you to put Colby's name down, not Jared.
Yeah, so was I.
Wait, what? Who is this?
Hey, Robin, how are you? This is Jubal and Alex and English Evan from the Jubal Show.
Hello.
Oh, my God. Like, what?
Yep, it's the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. And on the phone is your boyfriend, Colby.
Wait, what?
Yeah, who's Jared?
What? Who? Wait, you're calling me up to...
Yes,
wait,
we
what
are.
What is going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. We do a segment on our show called War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater, and Colby suspected that you might be cheating on him, and so we...
You laugh?
You laugh?
Was that a laugh?
I'm laughing because it takes one to know one, doesn't it, Colby?
What does that mean?
What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
Colby, you know, you have a reputation, like literally when I meet people in the world, they're like, oh yeah, Colby, that guy is like chasing down everything that walks. I mean,
what?
And I'm just done with it. I've just been so fed up. I feel justified. I'm sorry, Colby. I feel justified.
Well, that was a lot.
What's going on? Yeah, so Colby, are...
Robin, I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's about you doing some preemptive strike because you know you're a cheater and you do it all the time and you're like literally every weekend with your guys. I'm just like so fed up with it.
Why don't you just leave him then?
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to do. But first, you know what? Revenge. There you go. How does it feel?
So you went out with this Jared guy because you think that I'm cheating on you.
I don't think you're cheating on me. I don't think you're cheating on me. I know you've been cheating on me multiple times. You know it too. So don't act like this is such a joke. Oh
so
my
is
God,
that is what she's saying true, Colby? Have you been cheating on her?
No. But is this Jared guy the freaking waiter from the other night?
Hello. Yeah, I did that on purpose. You would know how it feels. Oh, my God. Every time we're out anywhere, when we go to the grocery store, it doesn't matter. You're like, it's disgusting. And I wanted you to see what that was like. What was it like for you, Colby? What was it like?
I'm not cheating on you. I have not cheated on you.
I don't know what to think.
Oh, my God. So you're confused. Such a liar. And you're such a bad liar.
Okay, so which one of you is cheating? Which one of you is cheating?
Yeah, I am. I am, and I'm doing it because he's doing it, and I thought he needed a taste of his own medicine.
Okay, so we know Robin's cheating. Colby, are you cheating? Colby?
All right, fine. I did. One time.
Jesus.
Oh
my God.
It's a crazy relationship.
Yeah. It is.
See, I'm telling you, exactly, and that's why it's over. So, can I go now?
Mm. Yeah, I think both of you can. So, good luck to you.
Thank you, Colby. I think we're going to be much happier.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
pretty toxic guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
And Colby, next time you accuse somebody of cheating, maybe don't be cheating yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've been cheated on now.
Well, that didn't go exactly how I thought it would.
It didn't go how any of us thought it would.
Yeah, you kind of left that detail out in the email.
Yep. Okay, so next time you want to do this, if you want to do this again with us, please tell us if you're cheating beforehand. Appreciate it. So... good luck in the future, I guess.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep. All right. I'm taking bets right now. Are they getting back together by the end of the day?
Probably, yeah.
I think they will. They've probably done this so many times.
Definitely.
The Jubal Show's War of the Roses.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.